A recorder joined.
So who do we have on the line?
Gloria.
Great, okay. Who else?
Hey, it's Lex.
Okay, hey Lex. Anyone else?
Natasha.
Natasha, great.
It's me, Zach.
Okay, I thought I heard you, Zach. Anyone else? Okay, well, we will just hold the line for another minute or so, allowing a few people to sign on, and I'm going to bring up our agenda.
This is Natasha. I can only stay until 1:30, and then I have a 1:30 meeting that I need to attend.
Okay, thanks, Natasha. That's not a problem at all. This might be an abbreviated meeting, but we will try and maximize your time while we have you.
Joined.
Hi, who joined us?
Hi, it's Chris.
Hi, Chris. Great to have you. We were just holding the line for a bit. I'm pulling up our agenda, and we're all going to get started. So just to make sure I have everyone here correctly, I have Chris, Lex, Zach, Natasha, and Gloria. Did I miss anyone? Okay. And I know Colleen was having some problems with her email / might have also been busy right now, so just letting you know that I don't think she'll be calling in. Maggie and Jonathan Park also sent their regrets. They had a conflict for this afternoon. So I think we're almost at full capacity. So this gets us to our next item on the agenda after the roll call, which is to do our round robin. So if we can just kind of go around and check in with everyone if you have a new CLC event or a webinar or a fact of interest you wanted to share, please let us know. So I guess we'll start with you, Christine, as you were the last to sign on.
I don't know that I have anything specific to share just yet. We're working on CLC committees with various BHARP counties. I know a couple of them have convened them. So I don't know that we have anything more to share.
Great, thanks. Natasha?
Sorry, I had you on mute and I had to go through my code. Shutting my phone. No, I don't have anything to share.
Okay, no problem. Lex?
Hey, so I just have one little thing. Something that Healthy Transitions, their technical assistance team is called Now is the Time Technical Assistance Center, NITT. So NITT is offering a series of 6 office hours that are intended to support the Healthy Transitions grantees nationally in their work to make services more accessible to people with differences in culture, health beliefs, and expectations. So there are 6 webinars, and I believe I sent them to you, Kelsey. There's one today at, I think after this call at 3 o'clock. but I can try to bring back any information that I get from that. I don't know if he'll be attending at Kelsey or not. And that's really all I have for an update right now.
Okay, great. That's awesome. Yeah, and if you want to just forward that information again, when either now or once we're done with the call, to the committee, that would be great. I know I do remember you sending it to me. Don't know if I'll be able to make this afternoon, but it was really good information, so thank you for sending that along. Okay, Zach, do you have any updates?
Sadly, I do not have any other updates.
Okay, no problem. And Gloria?
No real updates. I'm just pushing Crawford County to be involved in the pilot program for CLC. So keep your fingers crossed.
I will. Thank you for being an advocate. Okay, so then in terms of old business, we have just want you all know that we concluded with the webinar series. Yesterday was our last one. We had a really good turnout for the 10 a.m. session. No one really for the 6 o'clock session, some staff, but we decided not to to redo it just for staff. But the 10 a.m. session is really good. We had about, I think, 10 participants overall. And that was, again, that presentation was on working linguistically diverse communities. And we got some really great feedback. So I think the webinar series are definitely something we should continue with. I think we're really helping to make a difference by doing them. But I didn't know if any of you had feedback or thoughts that you had heard regarding the series.
Are these webinars going to be on the website?
They are, yes. I am doing right now, hastily, updates to our new website, and so I'm hoping to post the entire series within the next week.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, again, when we think about strategic planning and our in-person meeting at the Learning Institute, I think that that's something that I would like for us to continue to do is to plan this webinar series annually. Some other old business I forgot to put on the agenda or should add now is the basket raffle. Your feedback last time, our last meeting, was really helpful, and so that should be going out to all counties this week. We just were looking for some edits and comments from the planning committee regarding that. But it is, the theme is Pennsylvania on the move, like you guys suggested, and we put in a request that people submit baskets that have that incorporate the theme by highlighting health, wellness, or travel with the items that they put into the basket. So when that goes out to everyone, I will also see the subcommittee so you guys can see that. And if you want to make your own basket or encourage your county to make a basket, you'll have that information to do so. And other old/new business is the pilot project. So a large email blast went out soliciting participants for our first introductory meeting regarding the pilot project, which I'm hoping to host the first week of June, because, again, we're wanting full commitments and to launch the project at the June Learning Institute. So if you're, I know, Gloria, you mentioned you're trying to encourage Crawford County to participate. If you're doing that or if you need more information, really encourage them to participate in that introductory call, because that's where we're going to give a lot of information about the institute, about the pilot project, and then also sort of we'll be able to do individual follow-up after the meeting to really get people to confirm their participation. Any questions about the basket raffle or the pilot project?
Kelsey, I was just going to add that I created the volunteer list for the Learning Institute for Young People, like we had talked about, and I did include some of the raffle duties
such as passing them out and helping set up baskets and the ticket picker for the end and things like that. And that seems to be a good fit for some of the youth who will be joining us. So we should have some volunteers.
Okay, great. And I guess just we'll connect on that where that I know who signed up for what, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so then that leads us into our new business, which is I'm actually just going to flip those two because the second one is the one that would take the most time. So just a joint subcommittee meeting, just to let you know that will be happening on Tuesday morning. And I believe that breakfast, a full breakfast, will be provided. It's kind of our way to say thank you for everything that you've done in the past year, really 2 years. And it's going to be an opportunity for there to just be some networking and some thank yous by head staff at the state level and different partners with the Learning Institute. So no formal agenda yet for that joint meeting. It's more of a time for networking and honoring the work that you guys have done. So I just wanted to let you know that. Which moves us on into our next business item, which is Learning Institute agenda. And what I mean by that is what would you like to have on the agenda for our meeting scheduled for Monday from 3:15 to 5? So it's an hour and 45 minutes or so for us to really get down to some key planning, strategic planning for our subcommittee. So I just wanted to turn it over to you to sort of give me some feedback on what you'd like to use that time for. Any thoughts? This would be any sort of big picture items you'd like us to work on in 2017 to discuss. Maybe problem areas around CLC you think that as a group we would benefit from going over. One of the things I thought about was maybe we should look at our charter again to see if it needs to be updated.
Chelsea, since this was kind of brought up suddenly and none of us have had a chance to think about it, is this something that we could email you our thoughts on?
Yeah, you definitely can email me thoughts on this. We had discussed it a bit during our last meeting to kind of come to this with some ideas. And it's okay if we're not really sure what we want to use that time for. But we definitely, through email, we'll have to devise the agenda for June. And this still is an opportunity for us to just kind of throw things out there. And then I was planning on taking our notes from today, putting together a draft agenda, and then sending that to you guys for feedback.
Yeah, Chelsea, this is Lex. I would be willing to definitely send you some ideas. I'm trying to think of something like some kind of planning or some kind of strategic plan that we could come up with around supporting the CLC Pilot 2.0 counties and what they're doing.
Okay.
Or maybe come up with a plan to, like, recruit more counties for the CLC Pilot 2.0. Those were my, like, initial ideas, but I guess I don't really have, like, an action step for that, but just an idea.
That's fine, yeah. No, ideas are good. Action steps, whatever you guys have in your brain is just throw it out there. Chris, are you noticing anything with your BHARP counties that we CLC programming around or that at the state level we have more?
Many of them are, you know, right at base level. of course, you have the three counties, Wayne, Northumberland, and Schuylkill, who are participating with the state grant as well as ours, but many of the other counties are just finally getting off the ground. They just hired some coordinators. So I guess what I'm thinking is once we get those folks a little better organized, and by that I mean the coordinators for each of the individual counties for system of care, I'm sure we're going to need help. But I'm thinking at this point they're just coming online. Like I've been going around this past week and doing orientation with them just generally around the grant because they're new. So, you know, 3 or 4 months from now, we might be saying something different.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and one of the things I was thinking about, too, was as the Institute has somewhat gotten larger, potentially putting the idea out there of having you know, we've talked about having, you know, a conference or a day-long event that's CLC specific. And so I'm not sure if that's something that we attach to next year's Learning Institute or something that we try and do separately. We've had some pretty good turnout through the webinar series, but I didn't know if we wanted to sort of circle back to those ideas around an in-person CLC training.
I would think that would be helpful. Again, once some folks come online, absolutely.
I agree with Chris. One other thing I was thinking about, how often do our newsletters come out?
Yeah, that's a general concern at the state level. I don't know if we have published a newsletter at all since Michelle Ball Thompson left.
Well, then that's perhaps something we could discuss.
Yeah, I think I definitely, we're on the same wavelength because I wrote down newsletter just as you were bringing that up as well as being something that we had talked about previously, but then thought that it was overlapping with the social marketing committee. But seeing as there currently is no social marketing subcommittee, I think it's time to just reevaluate where we are with our publications and if it would be okay for sort of CLC to just be putting out a quarterly newsletter like we had originally intended. So, yeah, I will bring that up, and I think that's a good item to discuss on the agenda and be by the Institute. I'll have some targeted feedback to about where we can go with that.
Going off of what Chris said, that the BHARP counties aren't, you know, are just kind of getting started with their kickoff in their counties, possibly at the Learning Institute during that time, we could come up with, like, just a general plan of some things that Chris could even have a discussion with the BHARP counties about what the CLC subcommittee has to offer as far as help in those counties. So that when they do need help, we're at least ready, or we can even start the conversation of what are some things they might need help with.
Yeah, great. Yeah, so kind of putting together a list of what our resources are that we offer related to CLC. Other ideas?
Natasha
left.
Okay, yeah, Natasha had to go to another meeting. So I think this is a really great starting point, at least for me. I know it's hard to get us going, but once we get going, it's always really great information. And I can take this as a starting point and draft up a draft agenda, send that to you, the committee. You guys can take a look at it and give me feedback before we sort of finalize that before our June meeting. There's one thing. So we are struggling a bit for membership on the subcommittee. And our meeting at the Learning Institute is open to anyone who would like to attend. So if you know of youth, family, or system partners that might be interested in serving on the subcommittee for CLC, if you can encourage them to attend our meeting, that would be great, or just to reach out to me, that would be really helpful. Just saying, I know that our subcommittee meeting overlaps with the youth event, so it might be difficult to get a lot of youth that are attending the Learning Institute to also be at the subcommittee meeting. I'm not sure how we're working that. But worst case scenario, if they still want to serve on the CLC subcommittee and would like to just, grab a coffee with me and to talk about roles and responsibilities, or just shoot me an email expressing their interest, then that can all be arranged during the Learning Institute. Do you guys have any other ideas on what we should be doing in terms of recruitment for members, or how I can better recruit people to serve on the committee?
I don't know if Zach would have a better recommendation, but it's definitely something that we can work with our Youth Move PA chapter, who is really under development at this point. But when we have, discussions about roles and responsibilities and leadership opportunities in the state, we can try to incorporate definitely the possibility of being a member of the CLC subcommittee. Zach, what do you think?
I mean, we can ask. It's just, the subcommittee, if I remember, the subcommittee meetings are like 3 to 5 or 3 to 4, right?
Yeah, they're 3 to 5.
I don't know if Karen would let, I know we discussed as a YIST team that if the subcommittees really needed one of the YIST to sit there, one of us could be excused to do that. We didn't really talk about the youth.
No, yeah, I was just talking about future recruitment for the CLC subcommittee, not that day. I do agree that it would be really hard having, Johanna from Youth Move National come for a training to get youth out of that, to go to a subcommittee meeting, which they know nothing about. But I mean, in future Youth Move PA planning, I could see an opportunity where us as staff could introduce the CLC subcommittee for recruitment purposes, not for the institute, just in general.
Yeah, definitely. We can, we're kind of restructuring, We're talking about when to have calls and stuff at this June meeting. So we can definitely add it to our agenda to bring up.
Great. Well, yeah, and this isn't something that you guys have to decide today. It was just something I wanted to put on your radar that we are looking for more members, and so if anyone has ideas about how we can better do that, or you know, how we can discuss that during our in-person meeting to improve recruitment, then that would be great. So we're at 1:30 the hour. That really was what I had for our agenda today, was just to kind of get a better idea of what you would like to use your time for during the Learning Institute. I think I have that, but just before we adjourn, I just wanted to make sure that there weren't any other announcements or questions or concerns that anyone had. Okay, well, it doesn't sound like I'm hearing any. Just if you need to make a note on your agenda, the next meeting, we're not having another meeting in May. Our next meeting will be, I mean, we won't have a conference call in June. We'll just meet in person at the Learning Institute on Monday, June 20th, from 2 to 5. You'll get a room number shortly when the official program goes out. And then we'll have that joint subcommittee meeting and breakfast on Tuesday morning. I believe that's from like 8 to 9. So we look forward to seeing you in June. And again, I'll be sending you a draft of the agenda for June, and we'll just ask for your feedback so we can finalize that before we meet. But thank you for calling in, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kelsey.
Thanks, Kelsey. You too.
Gloria.
Left.
Bye.
Left.
Lex.
Left.
Left.
Left.